Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Leverett. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dixie Leverett. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops it up and throws to first, with Mays covering, for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pipp. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leverett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mulligan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip juggles the ball. That's an error on Pip. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss still takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moss still. The throw from Shang and he is out, Scott applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally bunts towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Witt scores. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pipp hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Leverett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Leverett is 0 for 1 in the game. Leverett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNally for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Shang and he is out, Ward applying the tag. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pipp hits a line drive into left field. Falk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Falk. Pipp moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Pipp moves to third. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pipp scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Dixie Leverett. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Schalk moves to third. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schalk scores. Johnson moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ferdy Shupp now pitching. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper who is chasing the ball. McNally reaches third base with a triple. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth strikes out. The catcher drops the ball. He picks up the ball and throws the batter out. There goes McNally. The throw to Schalk, and McNally is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Musel reaches second base with a double. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pipp bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to third. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to home to get Musel. Ward moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up for an out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Johnson moves to third. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Witt moves to second. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward misplays the ball. That's an error on Ward. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays fires to first and has Ma still trapped. There's the throw to Ward who tags Ma still for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Musel strikes out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pip hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elmer Miller now playing right field. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-4 in the game. Shealy bunts in front of the plate. Shang can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to third for the out. Shealy moves to second. One out. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Shupp strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy scores. There goes Schalk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Hoffman pinch hits for Carl Mays. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoffman for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Aldevormer pinch hits for Whitey Witt. Aldevormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devormer bunts for a single. Shang moves to third. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McNally strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.